Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Crown him Lord of all. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship in the presence of the Lord. Today is the third day in the month of June 2025. It's a beautiful time to be alive. It's a beautiful time to be in the presence of the Lord. The Lord is doing new things in our midst every single day. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is Tuesday, the 3rd of June, 2025, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, Praise, a Weapon of War. Praise. A weapon of war. Our aim for today is taken from M1, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Job from chapter 31 to 34. And our memory verse is taken from Isaiah chapter 25 verse 1. Isaiah chapter 25 verse 1, which says, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithful and true. And our Bible reading is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles from chapter 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 1 to 28. From verse 1 it reads, After this the Moabites and Ammonites with some of the Maronites came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Some people came and told Jehoshaphat, A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Ezezon Tamar, that is En Gedi. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in the front of the new courtyard and said, Lord, the God of our ancestors, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. Our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people, Israel, and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built in it a sanctuary for your name, saying, If calamity comes against us, upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. Then now hear us, men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came to Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. All the men of Judah with their wives and children and little ones stood there before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came on Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph. As he stood in the assembly, he said, Listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you.
Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel. You will not have to face this battle. Take up your positions. Stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Then some Levites and Kohathites and Korahites stood and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah, the people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord, to praise him for the splendor of his holiness, as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they began to praise and sing, the Lord set ambush against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, and who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. The Ammonites and Moabites rose up against the men of Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked towards the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one escaped. So Jehoshaphat and these men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing, and also articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka, where they praised the Lord. This is why it is called the Valley of Beraka to this day. Then, led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps, lyre, and trumpets. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, once again our topic is praise, a weapon of war. Praise is a weapon that turns situations men have already tagged hopeless into joyful ones. In today's Bible reading, three mighty nations came against Jehoshaphat and the children of Judah. It was a seemingly hopeless situation, but God instructed Jehoshaphat to leave every weapon behind and put the singers at the battlefront to give praises to him. Interestingly, the enemies destroyed each other, and all the children of Judah needed to do was to take away the treasures the three great armies brought along with them to the battle. When Paul and Silas were thrown into prison unjustly, they engaged the weapon of praise. As they praised God, their chains fell off and the prison doors opened, like we see in Acts 16 from verse 25 to 26. I pray in the name of every name that as you engage in the weapon of praise, every situation tagged hopeless in your life will be turned around for good in Jesus' name. The Lord will turn your mourning into dancing and fill you with joy in Jesus' name. In Joshua chapter 6 from verse 2 to 5, the city of Jericho was shut in as a means of protection from the Israelites, and the only available option was to mount a siege that could last 3 months. God, however, gave Joshua a strategy that made the wall of Jericho fall down without any physical weapon within 7 days. When the people shouted loudly after the priest blew the trumpet, the wall fell down flat, like we see in Joshua chapter 6, verse 20. If you are faced with a challenge of any kind, you are yet to get results even after fasting and praying, then you should praise God. When everything else fails, praise will not. Praise attracts God's presence. He inhabits the praises of his people, like we see in Psalm 22, verse 3. When we praise God, we transfer our battles to him, and he rises on our behalf. Praise creates a joyful atmosphere around us, and it is with joy that we draw solutions and answer out of the wells of salvation, like we see in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. As long as the enemy can keep us fellow sorrowful, he can still ease our miracle. As long as Anna was in bitterness of soul, her womb remained closed. However, the moment she arose, wiped her tears, and became joyful, the Lord remembered her, like we say in 1 Samuel chapter 1, from verse 10 to 19. Beloved, are you expecting anything from the Lord? Do you desire a change in your circumstances? Stop whining, complaining, or wearing a sorrowful countenance. Engage the weapon of praise, and my God will remember you and bless you in Jesus' name. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, when everything else fails, try praise. When everything else fails, try praise. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And if you want to join us live, you can also download our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, inspiring, and spirit-filled. Thanks for staying tuned, and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.